Good morning and welcome, everybody, all of you listeners out there. Thank you for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living, here on an Ask the Experts weekend. My name is Dr. Natalie Yaley, board-certified doctor of chiropractic, clinical thermography technician, and certified by the American Academy of Thermology for Interpretation. The Take Two Healthcare Clinic is located at 5777 Far Hills Avenue right here in Dayton, Ohio. But if you want to pursue any lab testing that we do, our nutritional counseling, we can do everything over the phone. So although we are local to Dayton and we are the only clinic in the states that offers the type of testing we do, as far as how comprehensive it gets, we can do everything over the phone and or through Zoom. So it's all virtual, and we've been doing that for many, many years. So it's not just since COVID, but it is a very streamlined process that we have created and been very successful with. So anyways, the Take Two Healthcare Clinic is located here in Dayton, but to become a nutrition patient and or get lab testing done, you do not have to live in Dayton. So if you like something that you hear and you're not local, or you want to refer a family member or friend, we can do everything online through Zoom and or over the phone. So our phone number is 937-433-3241. So if you want to call and schedule, that's the phone number to call, 937-433-3241. And you can visit us online at www.take2healthcare.com. That's with the number two. And there's a lot of information on our website about everything that we do. Nutritional laboratory testing, thermography, which is an FDA-approved tool used to detect breast cancer activity without radiation or compression. Now, some patients don't know what that means. So when a female goes to get a mammogram, there is an X-ray that she is exposed to. And also, the breasts are compressed, meaning squished. Thermography doesn't do any of that. So it's perfectly safe for those with implants, dense breast tissue, and it's non-painful. There's no bruising. There's no compression, no radiation. So it's perfectly safe, even for pregnant women. So if you have a history of abnormal mammograms, a family history of breast cancer, or a personal history of breast cancer, or you're just looking for a baseline, you can visit us online to find out more information about about thermography on take2healthcare.com. That's with the number two. And or just give the office a call. Our staff is wonderful and answering all the questions they can over the phone. And they've been doing this for quite a while, so they've heard all the questions probably that are out there. But if you think you have a question that they haven't heard, don't feel like you can't give us a call. We are here for you, and we want to provide everything we can to make you healthier and happier. If what we did here at the clinic didn't work, we wouldn't be in business for over 30, 40 years. I've been at the clinic now, this is my 14th year. I came straight out of chiropractic school. Dr. Merkel actually hired me to start the thermography program that we offer. So I started out, obviously, as a chiropractor, doing the laboratory testing and the nutrition testing. And then I got certified as a clinician to take the images back in 2011. And then I was certified by the American Academy of Thermology in 2019 to read the images, just like how a radiologist reads an X-ray. All right, so that's a little bit about the clinic and about myself. Before we start the show, I do want to give a shout out to my one and only brother, who will be inducted into Bellbrook's Gridiron Greats Football Hall of Fame next Friday. So I'm very excited for him, very proud. I want to say that I taught him everything he knows because I'm older, but, you know, that's probably not true. So, anyways, congratulations, Nate Yaley, on getting inducted into this year's Bellbrook's Gridiron Greats Football Hall of Fame. All right, so just to get started, who knew that in just 1 week we'd be talking about parasites and lettuce and air quality? What else can get thrown at us this summer? It's been an odd one, that's for sure. High heat index with the parasites. Look, if you're having symptoms of loose bowel movements, diarrhea, drink a lot of water, take a probiotic. In fact, take a probiotic just in case you're thinking that you were exposed to anything. But obviously, dehydration is a big factor when it comes to diarrhea and loose bowel movements. So drink a lot of water, especially if you're out in the heat this summer. And obviously, if it gets to a point where it's intolerable, please see a clinician. You can test for parasites, but the best way to test for them is a complete stool analysis. And there are some details that go into it. There is a collection you have to do. But I would say just kind of wait it out. If you are having those type of symptoms, drink a lot of water, stay out of the heat, and take a probiotic. Also, lauriseed, and we talk about lauriseed all the time on this show. It is an antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal. So it's going to help clear up the gut as well and help filter that out. We sell it at the clinic. It doesn't have a brand. Lauriseed is like its own thing. It's L-A-U-R-I-C-I-D-I-N. Lauriseed. And it's its own brand, its own thing. It's derived from the coconut plant. But it comes with a scooper in the container. It's not a powder, but it looks like little white sunflower seeds or little white BBs. You just take a scoop, put it in your hand, and take it down with water. It's one of the best things to take for almost anything, even just maintenance for your to prevent illness and disease. And like I said, it's an antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. It's called lauriseedin, L-A-U-R-I-C-I-D-I-N. So that's a good one to take, as well as a probiotic. If you feel like you're having symptoms and you're worried that you might have been exposed to the parasite due to being found in certain brands of lettuce that were sold in restaurants and groceries. Air quality, that's like a range from 0 to 500. 500 is the worst, obviously. Friday in Dayton, it was registered here between 70 and 115. Anything over 100 is unhealthy for sensitive groups, and those groups include children and individuals with respiratory conditions like asthma and or COPD. So if you have trouble breathing, if you're coughing, stay indoors. There are some vitamins that you can take to also help improve lung quality, and we're going to get into that a little bit later because I want to start off and make sure I have time to talk about a sensitive subject that occurred this week with one of my patients, and then I have some other case studies. So I have all sorts of things for us today. I just hope I don't run out of time. But I wanted to give a shout out to my brother Nate Yaley first for his induction to the Football Hall of Fame. Let you know about the parasites and the lettuce. It's going to pass, but obviously if it gets to a point where you think you're dehydrated, you're not urinating enough, and it's not getting any better, you know, obviously go to urgent care or start up with the lauriseed and probiotic, and don't let it go too long. So this sensitive, I shouldn't say subject, it was more of like a patient of mine that I hadn't seen in a very long time because he was diagnosed with prostate cancer and went the medical route, and I hadn't even seen him, and I didn't even know about his prostate cancer until I saw him or heard from him this week. And his prostate cancer was diagnosed right after COVID. Let's just say 2021 or 2022. It was a few years ago. Then after that, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. So he had been doing PT with that. Then after that, he ended up in the hospital for from a UTI, in which he ended up with sepsis. So he got infected while he was at the hospital. So this poor 72-year-old man has just been not having the best of luck over the last years, and he's just been going downhill. And recently, within the last few months, he's been very, very fatigued, very poor appetite, and sleeping a lot. And he keeps going back to his family physician, and they keep just running a CBC to look for anemia or infection and doing a urine analysis. He did have another UTI, which they started treating with antibiotics, and still just wasn't doing better. They thought, oh, okay, it's just another, that's why I'm feeling bad. All right, we finally have an answer. Sees his oncologist once a year, so that wasn't the thing. It was more of his family practitioner he was going to. And they've just been running a metabolic panel and a CBC. Well, they come in and they show me some of the previous testing. And they come in with their MyChart results. and they show me the results from this July. And I was like, what in the world is going on? They're like, look, we've, and then they gave me the rundown that they've been seeing their primary physician and they're treating a UTI with an antibiotic, but he's just not getting better. Something is missing. And that is why people come to us all the time, because they go to their medical doctor. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a time and a place for medical intervention. But when something's not working, or you just have this gut feeling that something's not right, something is missing, then follow your instinct. A lot of times when you go to your medical doctors, they may or may not take the time to go through your past history and look at trends. This patient's current GFR, which is a kidney function test that tells you how well your kidneys are filtering out waste. This patient's GFR is 27. It needs to be close to 100. And his creatinine was 2.4, which the cutoff for that is 1.2. So it's not double, but it's really high. And what creatinine is when kidney function is impaired, the creatinine is not filtered efficiently or effectively and can build up in the bloodstream. So that number goes up. That number is used for a calculation to get the GFR value. The GFR is the number one thing that I tell my patients to look at to monitor their kidney function. His value was 27. Anything under 55 is not good. And he was told by his doctor that his labs look fine. And these patients told me they trust their doctor. They don't know how to look at their labs. And when they pulled out their phone to show me their my chart, it's flagged. It says a metabolic panel abnormal. So I clicked on it, and it has a bunch of abnormal findings. I don't know why they were told everything looks fine. The man's kidney function is not good. This is stage 4. When did it get this way? So don't tune away. We have to cut to a short break. When we come back, I'm going to give you the rundown of what has happened over the last 2 years with this patient and what has been being missed. This is why it's so important to sit down with a good doctor. Who, yes, bedside manners are very important, but at the same time, you want a good doctor to look at your history and trends. Because if you're not feeling good, if you're not eating, if you're fatigued, you're sleeping all the time, and you're jaundiced, this patient's jaundiced. He's a little whitish, yellowish, very pale. That's liver. And that's what I saw. All right, don't tune away. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Natalie Haley with Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living on an Ask the Experts weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. You are listening to Dr. Natalie Haley, and Take Two Healthcare is located here in Dayton. Our phone number is 937-433-3241, and our website is take2healthcare.com. That's with the number 2. If you're interested in some of the lab testing we do, there is a sample report on our website. Click on nutritional lab testing and then view sample report, because once we get your results back, we put it in a very patient-friendly report. We keep all of your data in one spot so you're able to see trends. And the story that I'm going over with this patient who has had some pretty rough years, prostate cancer, then diagnosed with Parkinson's, ended up in the hospital with the UTI, got sepsis, just has not been doing great. Currently being treated for another UTI because he's very fatigued, and there was bacteria seen in his urine, and that's all they told him, when he clearly has multiple abnormal lab tests. His GFR, which is the marker you look at to run or to monitor your kidney function, GFR in September of 2024 was 56. Then 1 year later, it dropped to 29. Anything in the 20s is not good. This is stage 4. How did it go from pretty healthy kidney function to stage 4 kidney disease in 1 year? How'd that happen? Well, that year when his GFR dropped that much, they were referred to nephrology, which is a kidney doctor. They didn't go. They were tired of all the doctor's visits. And I get it. When you're elderly and you're constantly seeing all these doctors for all of your different symptoms and you're on all these medications, the last thing you want to do is go see another doctor. They were referred and didn't go. The patient's kidney function test currently is at 27. But ever since he was referred to nephrology, no one has said anything. No one has followed up with it. Do not let your symptoms go ignored. This patient is fatigued, jaundiced. His liver enzymes are nearly at zero because his kidneys are not functioning that well, and it's affecting his liver. This patient didn't urinate for 2 days. Don't ignore your symptoms, and don't let your doctor ignore your symptoms. If you're not feeling well and you have flagged values and you don't know what those mean, you need to start asking questions. You need to get a second opinion. And it took me going back 2 years ago, September of 2024. I said, patient, your GFR was 56. Why is it 27 right now? Why didn't anyone tell you this? Why are they telling you your labs are normal and you're fine? Here's an antibiotic. It's just a UTI. Well, no wonder he has a UTI. His kidneys aren't filtering anything. All right. I was a little upset about it, but we're making headway. We're getting labs done. We're going to nephrology. The point of the story is don't ignore your symptoms. Don't ignore any abnormal lab values. Look at the trends of your lab testing. And if you don't know how to do it, please come to me. All right, I'm Dr. Natalie Yaley. We do have to take a short break. When you come back, I'm going to go over some other fun case studies to show you what we can do in just 2 months. That's right, 2 months. And I always say, whether it takes 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, you can start today with Take Two Healthcare. Don't tune away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley, Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living on an Ask the Experts weekend. You are listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley. That is myself. Lucky you. If you've missed any part of the show or you like what you hear and you want to send it to a friend or family member who would benefit from listening to the show, these podcasts are recorded and put on our website and on WHIO's website. So if you type in the computer, WHIO Take Two Healthcare Podcast, it'll pop up. Or like I said, you can go to our website as well at take2healthcare.com. That's with the number two. And there's lots of information on our website as well. We have sample reports. So if you're wondering what we do with our labs when we get it in, you can view a sample report on the website under the nutritional lab testing. You can also view what we call the women's and men's health profile, which includes close to 90 markers, cancer markers, hormones, vitamin D, full thyroid panels, cholesterol, liver, kidneys, inflammation, iron, you name it, it's in there. And I like to start with that on my patients because we do not like to miss anything. We like a good baseline. And then from there, you can break things up. All right. Next up here, I want to go over a short case study about a man who came to me who wanted to get off his statins because he was having side effects. When he came to me in 2024, he was on a statin. His total cholesterol was 158, which in my opinion is low. You don't want too low of cholesterol. Cholesterol is a protectant. The liver makes 80% of our cholesterol for a reason. It protects our brain. It helps make our hormones. It protects our nervous system. You need cholesterol, but you need to interpret it correctly because cholesterol is made up of three different types. HDL. So the way you can remember HDL is HDL is your heart healthy cholesterol that you want to be high. So all those H's, high heart healthy HDL. VLDL and LDL are your bad cholesterols. When you add up HDL, VLDL and LDL, that gives you a total number. Alrighty, this patient's total was 158 on a statin. Went off a statin, got tested. It was at 265. It went up, but his HDL went from 41 to 58. That's a good thing. So without being on a statin, his heart healthy cholesterol went up. His LDL did go up from 97 to 190. All right. So you're probably thinking, well, that's not good. Whatever you're doing is not working. Give me time. Because on a statin, his free testosterone was 1.5 and his total testosterone was 124. We want to see it around 300 or 400. So low testosterone is a very common side effect of being on a statin. Many men who go on a statin experience low libido, low sex drive, poor energy, muscle cramping or muscle pains, and inability to gain muscle. All right. So on a statin, his bad one of his bad cholesterols, once he went off of it, went from 97 to 190, but his heart healthy cholesterol went up too. All right. So give me some time. All right. Here we are currently. This current rating was done just on the 8th. All right. So he's been with me now for 2 years. So in 2 years, his total cholesterol, went from 158 on a statin. It went up to 265, but is now 259. Now you say that's not any good, but his overall HDL cholesterol is now 66 and his LDL cholesterol is 140. So what I'm trying to get at is, although his total number went up, his overall ratio is healthier because by being off of a statin, we were able to improve the HDL cholesterol. And on top of that, his testosterone, like I told you, was at his free testosterone was at 1.5. It's now at 3.5, and that's a significant jump. That's doubling. And his total testosterone went from 124 to 217. So that's really good. You want that slow and progressive way of maintaining health status and getting healthier. Oh, and guess what? On his liver panel, his liver enzymes improved as well after going off the statin. Which, so what that means is in 2 years, he doubled his testosterone, improved his liver, and improved his cholesterol ratio, all naturally going off statins, and lost 43 pounds. He was 5'8", went from 225 to 182, and he's 69. That's amazing. Lost 43 pounds. He did that in 4 months. And in 2 years, doubled his testosterone, improved liver. And you might say, 2 years, that takes forever. Well, that's sure better than going backwards. Sure better than 2 years more being on a statin and feeling like crap. Pardon my French. So another example of what slow and progressive improvements look like is I have this 61-year-old patient who had no symptoms and tested his toxic elements. And initially, let me get these dates right real quick. I got all sorts of things in front of me. Initially, his lead level was at 81 and it needs to be under 6. That was in 2020. In 2020, his lead was at 81. It needs to be under 6. I'm sorry, it needs to be under 8. It needs to be under 8. It went from 81 to 16 in 6 years. And you might say 6 years is a long time, but he's been testing this whole time. So he tested in 2020 and then 21 and then skipped a year, then tested in 23 and then 25, now 26. So what I'm trying to say is over time, this patient's body has been eliminating lead, which is preventing him from getting Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, cancer. He has improved over 6 years and has been trending in the right direction. And when I say trending, that's very important to monitor your trends because that tells you how your body is responding year after year. And the patient, like I was telling you before, his kidney function went from mildly dysfunction to now stage 4 kidney disease in 2 years. And the way you can compare that is, well, my other patient has been improving over the last 6 years. So it's very important to monitor your trends. And you don't have to be a doctor to do it. The best way to do it, in my opinion, is to form an Excel sheet. Now, I'm kind of old school, so if you have something fancier, that's fine. But and then input your lab values so you can see, okay, this number is going down. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Maybe I should ask my doctor about it. Maybe I should go to Dr. Natalie Yaley at Take Two Healthcare and ask her. because she sees this stuff all the time. All right, so monitor your trends. And when we put our patients' reports together with their results, we do that for them. We put your results side by side, and we color code it. And you get a smiley face or a frown face if it's not good. So that's pretty easy to read, right? And if it's not good, then we tell you why. Your report will tell you why, and we'll tell you what to do to fix it. I don't know why that patient whose kidney function went from mild to stage 4 in just 2 years, I don't know why multiple doctors who ran his tests said everything looks fine. And they went to their primary and they're like, we need to see you. Something's not right. That was just a few weeks ago when they called in. They're like, oh, we can get you in 4 weeks. We can get you in August. That's the patient might not be doing well in August. So anyways, what they should have said is, look, if it's that bad, you need to go to the ER or whatever. I told them, look, let's get this consult with the nephrologist. Let's see what they have to say. And I gave them a specific diet to start on. When you have severe kidney disease or chronic kidney disease, you have to watch your sodium, potassium, and phosphorus. So everything's low or no salt. There are a few soups that are no salt, believe it or not. But sodium is in everything. So this patient's diet is going to be pretty bland. It's going to be a lot of rice, pasta, no cured meats, no red meat. I said only fish, eggs, and tuna. There's a lot of things, though, that we can do with that, right? So anyways, I'm working with this patient. Hopefully, we'll see good results. Look, if we can keep that number stable and prevent dialysis, that's my goal. If we could get it over 30, that would be wonderful. But we don't want it to go any lower. All right, I think I'm covering everything in a pretty good timely manner. So we talked about monitoring the trends of your blood tests. And earlier in the show, I was talking about air quality. There are some things that you could be doing right now. There is an alert of the air quality put into effect, I believe, until tonight at midnight. So if you plan to be outside for sporting events or exercise, there are things you can do to kind of detox whatever we're being exposed to. You can take vitamin C. It helps prevent you from viral and bacterial infections such as pneumonia, which is like really bad if your lungs are that bad. Also might protect you from COPD, which is lung inflammation that can block airflow. So vitamin C, please, if your kids are playing outside, vitamin C is an easy chewable that you can find. Mine take a liquid, but you can put them on 500 to 1,000. Vitamin D is also very good to take. Vitamin D, you can take, you know, children can take 1,000 units a day. Adults can take 5,000, just depending on your level. If you don't know your vitamin D level, please get it checked. It's really easy to do. If you don't want to come to us, or if you're waiting to come to us, or if you want to order it yourself, get on LabCorp.com. You find out what it is. Take 5,000 units if it's under 40. Do that for 2 months and then retest it. Omega-3 fatty acids. So it's known that people with higher blood levels of omega-3s, which is that HDL cholesterol I was talking to you about earlier, it's known that they have better lung function. So you can take a fish oil if you don't like to eat fish, wild-caught salmon, tuna, and fish. Those are good. Also nuts and olive oil. Vitamin E is also another good supplement to be on to help with lung function. If you are on a blood thinner, though, please be cautious because vitamin E is also a blood thinner. So you have to be cautious with that. So those top four would be vitamin C, vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, either from a fish oil supplement or diet, and vitamin E. I would also throw in lauricidin as well. And we talked about getting on that if you think you've been exposed to any parasites from the lettuce that has been in certain grocery stores and or restaurants. Lauricidin is spelled L-A-U-I-R-I. L-A-U-I-R-I. R-I-C-I-D-I-N, Loriciden. It's an antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. That's a really good one to be on. All right, we do have to cut to a short break. Don't tune away. We'll be right back to end the show. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Haley. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living, and you are listening to Dr. Natalie Haley. These shows are recorded, like I was saying before, so if you missed the show, which, by the way, we are here every Saturday from 11 to noon, and these shows are recorded, so if you missed something and you want to tune back in, or if you know of a friend or family member who would benefit, you can visit our website at Take Two Healthcare. That's with the number two. Or you can visit WHIO's website and type in Take Two Healthcare Podcast, and these are put on there. We went over a lot this show, so I apologize if I talk too fast or kind of was jumping all over the place. I did congratulate my brother, Nate Yaley, on being inducted next Friday into Bellbrook Football Hall of Fame. They call it the Gridiron Greats. Another inductee is Jim Benitez. So congratulations to him as well. He was my seventh grade basketball coach and also coached with my brother as well. So congratulations, guys. There's five inductees. If you go to Dayton Daily News, there is an article about that on there. We talked a little bit about monitoring your own blood test trends. If something's going in a certain direction and you don't know what it means, ask questions or come to me, Dr. Yaley at Take Two Healthcare. Our reports put results into a very patient-friendly format, so it takes the guesswork out. You get a smiley face or a frown face if something goes bad. That's pretty easy to read. They're color-coded. We have healthy ranges, warning ranges, high-risk ranges, and critical ranges. So, like my patients whose GFR kidney function test was 27, that would definitely be flagged. That would definitely be flagged blue, critical. That's stage four. Something needs to be done. In 2 years, it dropped from 56 to 27. That's not good. And it was missed. Like I said, that patient is jaundiced. They're yellow. They don't feel well. They're fatigued. And they didn't urinate for 2 days. That's not okay. We also talked about what you can do to detox out whatever we're being exposed to from this smoke with the air quality, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, and fish oil. Also, I'd throw in lauriciden in there as well. And we talked about, taking your time. Although it might not work in 2 weeks, it might take you 2 months or 2 years with us at Take Two Healthcare. And I've been working on one of my patients on detoxing his lead, which has gone from 81 to 16 in 6 years. Sounds like it took a long time, but gradual is better, because if you try to detox that amount of lead out right away, you'll have side effects. Trust me, because that is a very toxic, high amount of lead. And guess what? He's 61. He had no symptoms. Think of where he would be if that kept going up. Not good, right? Okay, I hope you've liked and enjoyed today's show. We went over a lot. I always say if it takes 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, you can start today with Take Two Healthcare. Please join us again next week from 11 to noon. I'm Dr. Natalie Haley. I'm signing out. Have a great weekend.